Characters with dark skin are a minority in the plays of William Shakespeare. What that's meant for a black actor who craves Shakespearean roles is explored in American Moor, a piece of personal theater written and performed by TV and stage actor Keith Hamilton Cobb. On stage, he wrestles with race issues in his life, his industry, and in America at large, all through the lens of Othello. WBUR's Andrea Shea spoke with Cobb and gives us a taste of his show.
Before American Moor even begins, you notice an actor sitting, standing, pacing, and mumbling in the wings. Soon, he looks out at the audience and speaks.
I was an English major when I first went to school. I loved the words. But then I saw Shakespeare, not in a book, but on a stage. You know, it was never written to be read. It was written to be seen and heard. The moment I realized that the only thing lacking from what I had been reading was me.
That's Keith Hamilton Cobb playing himself as he waits to try out for the title role in Othello. This simulated audition is the device for the actor's deeply personal reflection on the famous play and its central character.
Othello is a brown-skinned man in an environment of non-brown-skinned men.
Which is something the actor relates to. He says his relationship with the Spanish Moor military general Othello and Shakespeare's other characters is complicated.
The complications lie with the overarching structure that governs who gets to do this and how it gets done. I can be Juliet. I can be Titania. I can be anybody in the canon that I want to be. But there are gatekeepers who decide, I will accept your Othello. I may not accept your Hamlet. I may not accept your Romeo. And the question is always, why?
Cobb ponders this question and many others as he auditions for a young white director who's off stage. Through a probing, passionate, often heart-wrenching internal monologue, he shares pent-up frustrations with persistent fears of expressive, loud black men.
People in our American culture who are not black, like me, they do not respond in the same manner to black men like me, raising their voices, even slightly, as they do with one another, or changing tone. They do not respond well to my adamance. And as Shakespeare's characters are nothing if not adamant.
More often than not, nobody wants a black Romeo. Nobody wants a black Hamlet. And people say, oh, we just did one over here. And I say, yeah, but how many is that in the span of a lifetime?
Instead, Cobb says directors ask him to audition for the monstrous Caliban in The Tempest.
You and I know exactly why you want to see me for Caliban. You know, you're not asking the white boy to read for Caliban. And then there's Othello, whose specter looms large over all of it, who has always been there because he is perceived as the quintessential scary large black male.
During the 100-minute performance, Cobb says he hated Othello for a while, but now he sees him more as a brother in arms. That said, when people learn Cobb is a Shakespearean actor and then assume he must have played Othello, it ignites his resentment over being denied a wider range of Shakespearean characters.
The world of words that these characters are allowed to traffic in. The rhythms of articulated joy. The freedom of emotional release. I keep in my head until I get to be Romeo or Hamlet or Titania.
Until then, Cobb will be mining Othello's complexities on stage in American Moor. Ultimately, he hopes his experience will open broader discussions about cultural bias, fear, jealousy, hate, and ignorance, so we can tackle them not only in the theater world, but in the world at large. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Keith Hamilton Cobb's American Moor is on stage at the Boston Center for the Arts Plaza Theater through August 12th.